You're listening to the Gym Class Podcast, KGYM Sports Radio.
Good afternoon and welcome to the Gym Class for a Monday here at KGYM, right at just about the midpoint of the month of May. Great to have you aboard as we take you through the 3 o'clock hour. Scott Unash from our studios in the southwest side. Mark Dukes, former sports editor of the Cedar Rapids Gazette. He's on the back porch today. We got Isaac on the other side of the glass with a brand new toy. We'll talk about that in a moment. Ryan's over there as well. They are the dynamic duo today, getting things done, learning some things, etc., as we take you through the 3 o'clock hour here on the Gym Class. We are presented by DuPaco Community Credit Union. Learn how you can boost your financial well-being by going to DuPaco.com. That is their website, and they are celebrating their 75th anniversary this year in 2023. We thank them for all their support here on KGYM and especially on the Gym Class each and every day. We're going to talk about the weekend in the world of sports, news coming today as well. Plenty to get to here in the next 54 minutes or so. Plus, we will have your first opportunity to get signed up for the grand drawing, the three-person grand drawing on Thursday for the two general admission tickets to the Indianapolis 500. We will have, since there are 11 rows of three is a very prevalent number as far as IMS and the 500 is concerned. By the way, we will have coverage of the 107th running of the Indianapolis 500 coming up 2 weeks from yesterday, as a matter of fact. Going to give somebody out there an opportunity to get signed up to win those general admission tickets today. We have three questions for you to answer. You're on the front row. You're on the outside. You get the question right, you move to the inside of the front row. And then you get that question right, you have a chance to go to the pole position, if you will. That's what we kind of came up with. But a very easy question, a somewhat easy question, and then if you're a race fan, you'll get it question. So we'll have those today here before 4 o'clock. 319-366-1600 is a text line available to you. Again, that's 319-366-1600. And that is our phone line as well, 319-366-1600. As in Cedar Rapids, we come your way on 1600 AM, 102.3 FM. Iowa City, it's 106.3 FM, the KGYM radio stream, mobile app, and smart speaker as well. As Mark joins me on this Monday on the southwest side. How you doing?
Doing well, Scott. Good afternoon to you and everyone out there. And hopefully the mothers had a good day yesterday and again today. And, a fair amount of going on this past weekend in sports, and we'll dive into it.
Yeah, we will. Yeah, I echo your sentiments and the fact that, I hope everybody had a great Mother's Day weekend out there. It wasn't the greatest day, that's for sure. A lot of grilling plans got canceled. Ours did. Decided to be inside yesterday. I think that was probably a wise move. So as long as it's okayed by, the person in charge yesterday, and it was, everything turned out okay. Except two dogs didn't get along as well as we would have liked. But hey, that's okay. They're going to learn. They're going to learn to be dog brothers. 319-366-1600 here on the Gym Class program on KGYM. Let's start things off, Mark, with news that came out earlier on today. We know about the new media contract with the Big Ten Conference as far as televising sports is concerned, and all kinds of monies coming from that and windfall to the Big Ten Conference. And with that in mind, of course, starting next year and in earnest in 2024, CBS will be one of the networks that will be broadcasting Big Ten sports, football and basketball. They did basketball in the past, but will definitely be a part of Big Ten basketball as well as football this fall. And we learned of the first primetime game that CBS will air. As far as the Big Ten Conference is concerned, it will be September the 23rd, a 7:05 kickoff at Beaver Stadium in State College. Penn State will be hosting none other than the Iowa Hawkeyes for their annual whiteout game at Happy Valley. I guess good and bad, right?
Well, that was going to be a tough matchup anyway. Penn State has some pretty lofty expectations this year with a new quarterback. And although Iowa's had some success, won by 20 last time it visited Penn State. But Iowa hasn't been on in a regular season game on CBS in a long, long time. And I can't put my finger on the last time. I think you have to go back at least prior to 1996 and maybe back into the 80s. Now, does it really matter? I don't, you know, Brad Nessler and Gary Danielson on, hey, isn't this a SEC game? But it's interesting. I think it was going to be a good game anyway, and now a lot of attention on it.
When the schedules came out, there was a lot of speculation that Iowa would be the opponent for the whiteout at Happy Valley because that's just the way that the schedule fell. And you talk about CBS. Of course, CBS back in the day, they were the big network covering the Big Ten. If you remember back to October of 1985, number one Iowa, number two Michigan at Kinnick Stadium. That was a CBS game. That was Brent Musburger and Eric Parsegian on the call for that game. And, yeah, I'd have to look and dive into the last time that CBS did a Big Ten game, but they are going to bounce back and will have Big Ten games this year. They will have a handful of Big Ten games on CBS this coming season, but they're going to be in different time slots. This is the first night game. I'm sure this is a week that NBC perhaps does not have a night game for whatever reason that may be. NBC is going to be the primetime home of the Big Ten Conference. As a matter of fact, Penn State will have the lid lifter as far as NBC's primetime coverage is concerned in week one when they take on West Virginia. That was announced a few weeks back anyway. This is the first game time that has been announced by the University of Iowa Athletic Department. I don't even think this is an Iowa Athletic Department move. Let's face it, folks. This was a CBS and television move. They called Iowa City and said, and State College and said, hey, this is going to be at this time. Make your plans. So, there are going to be more, but it'll be fun. It'll be fun. You know what? How weird it's going to be to hear Brad Nessler and Gary Danielson not do an SEC game. I mean, it's been
I enjoy them.
I agree. I think they work well together. I mean, it's not Uncle Vern and Gary Danielson, Vern Lundquist, of course, we're talking about, but it's still a good broadcast booth. I think it's going to take a while to get used to. Not having that. 2024 is when the traditional 2:30 Big Ten game will start in its weekly slot on CBS. And they'll get a few in next year, though. They'll get a few in next year. Your thoughts, welcome at 319-366-1600. No, Cyclone Tim, that was not an ABC game. That was a CBS game, Iowa-Michigan, back in 1985.
True.
I am 101% sure.
There might have been one Brent Musburger found a certain pizza place on First Avenue in Cedar Rapids.
If it wasn't that year or that game, it was a prior, might have been 84. Might have been 84. Brent could tell you. He also could probably tell you how much he wagered on the Iowa-Michigan game in 1985.
Probably tell you the odds of that game, yeah.
I don't believe there's any doubt about that. 319-366-1600, if you'd like to weigh in. Your thoughts, Iowa, with one primetime game at least. I think there's going to probably be more down the line. We'll have to wait and see, but that one is already in the books as far as a national broadcast is concerned for Iowa and Penn State. 64-29 saying Iowa and Penn State may be going up against Notre Dame hosting Ohio State. That is also on the 23rd of September. Very well could be. Very well could be. And if that's the case, then that's – and I don't know all the specifics. NBC still has Notre Dame. We know that. And if that is a Notre Dame night, then that opens CBS up for having a Big Ten game. Makes sense. There's some reason, and it has to do with television. I guarantee you.
That's the only reason, and I don't know if Notre Dame Ohio State would be a night game or not. We'll see.
Yeah, there, Matt in Cedar Rapids. Yes, there was no Big Ten Network in 1985, or Big 12 Network was not a thing. Most all of Iowa's games that year were CBS games. There were a couple that were not, but for the most part, CBS did a lot of Iowa games back in 1985.
Yeah, you've got a better memory than I. I didn't, you know, I paid a lot of attention in 85 to that CBS broadcast, but yeah, I don't recall the TV, you know, deal back in the 80s, but I think you're right that CBS was prominent.
319-366-1600 here in the Gym Class on KGYM. I'm going back and looking right now, as a matter of fact. You had, here we go, CBS, Iowa, Michigan State, the infamous bootleg or famous bootleg play that Iowa won, 35-31. And Iowa, Michigan, yes, CBS, October 19th, 1985. Iowa at Ohio State in the deluge, the only game, regular season game Iowa lost that year in Columbus was a CBS game. The game at Purdue was a CBS game as well. That was maybe the toughest game of that entire season. Iowa won at Ross-Ade, 27-24. November 23rd, how about this, kids? The Iowa-Minnesota game to end the year was on TBS. I do not remember that one.
I do not either. And earlier in the year, Iowa State was on ABC.
Correct.
And the Rose Bowl, of course, was on NBC. So Iowa appeared on all three networks that year. And TBS. How about that?
No Braves game to conflict with it back in 1985 in November. hey, back in the 80s with TBS, that was your network. That was your go-to for America's team, the Atlanta Braves, right? That's what I remember back about TBS in the 80s.
Well, that's how a lot of people became Braves fans, because at that time, you know, you could watch the Cubs and the Braves and little else, unless it was Saturday afternoon baseball.
I still remember the night, Cubs versus Braves. That game was shown on four different networks. Well, three networks and then locally here on Channel 9, back when they had a different television contract. Four different channels. You couldn't see a Twins game, and I couldn't see a White Sox game, but we had four channels showing the Braves and the Cubs on a Monday night.
You don't want to see a White Sox game these days.
We will get to that, Mark.
And neither does Tim Anderson.
No, and we will get to that. We will get to that coming up in just a little bit. Yes, the Braves were in the NL West back then, Matt. 319-366-1600. There is good news as far as baseball is concerned, and it has to do with Cedar Rapids native Mitch Keller, who continues to astound, Mark, and had another gem yesterday for the Buccos, beating the Baltimore Orioles. But, man, what a performance again by Mitch Keller.
Yeah, went, excuse me, seven innings, 13 strikeouts. Allowed four hits, no walks, and extended his scoreless streak to, I think, 16 innings, because his previous start was a nine-inning complete game. And if Mitch isn't careful, he's going to find himself in the All-Star game.
he might find himself starting the All-Star game. And which would be fantastic. Maybe. I mean, last time out, I said it was his best performance, but I think this outdid that performance. What is the most standout-ish yesterday? Zero walks and 13 strikeouts. Mm-hmm. I mean, that is just incredible. The ERA now is at 2.38 for Mitch. Four hits in seven innings. Gave up no runs. Pirates are scoring a little bit for Mitch this year. They don't have to score a whole bunch, but winning on the road at Baltimore, tough place to pitch. It's a very hitter-friendly ballpark against an Oriole team that is very, very good. And just a great performance by Mitch Keller yesterday.
Absolutely, and a good thing for Mitch Keller because the Pirates are 2-11 in their last 13 with Keller winning those two games. But he's found something. We talked to Cal Eldred a couple weeks ago. Said he had talked to Mitch in the off season and asked him how he's going to approach things this year. And he said he's going to pound the zone, pound the strike zone. And we know he's developed another breaking pitch that has paid off handsomely. But we'll see if this continues. He's back-to-back starts. I don't know who better has done it than baseball or who better in baseball has done it.
You kind of call it a slurve, if you will. That's going back a few years, the old slurve.
I want to ask Cal about these breaking pitches because he used to be a slider, a curve. Now you got a slurve. You got a splinker. You got various names for different pitches. Maybe they all are different. I don't know. But pitchers are experimenting with things, and when something works, they're going to stick with it.
I'm right with you. And we'll find out, not tomorrow, but a week from tomorrow is our next visit with Cal Eldred. Tomorrow, we've got a good lineup the rest of this week for you here on KGYM. Tomorrow, Jeff Linder of the Gazette's going to join us. Plenty to talk about. In fact, we'll get to something that Jeff reported on today before 4 o'clock here this afternoon. But we'll talk with Jeff, preview the state co-ed track and field meet, softball getting underway. Best of luck to the baseball teams around the state of Iowa. First night for high school baseball competition is tonight, which makes me, again, Mark, because this is the second year that this has occurred, but makes me wax nostalgic as I miss the Bob Verbicek Memorial Metro Baseball Tournament, which would have gotten started tonight.
Yeah, I sure do, too. And I told you before, Bob was my 8th and 9th grade baseball coach and a great friend who has passed. And it was a great tournament. I was sorry to see it go away. And I think it's interesting. Like, you know, there's plenty of athletes across the area and across the state that are still involved in track. I look at Alex Mota, the Iowa football recruit. He's going to be in the state track meet. Marion plays baseball tonight. Is he going to do both? I would guess so. But for a week anyway, it's interesting.
It is. And softball, of course, underway as well. And best of luck to all those athletes as they get the summer season going. Of course, good old state of Iowa, whether you agree with it or not, we are the only state in the union that has summer baseball and summer softball. And, yeah, it's tough. Boy, you got to be dedicated. Truthfully, yeah, if it was moved up a couple weeks, I think there would be more kids out for baseball and softball, but that is not the case, and you got to be very dedicated to be out there in July, late June and July, when the temperature and the humidity are about 89, and to be out there shagging fly balls and going through batting practice.
Yeah, especially if you're a senior and you've already graduated, you're trying to get prepared for college. Not a new dynamic by any means, but it takes a guy and a gal that loves their baseball and softball to get out there in the summertime.
Indeed. So best of luck as everybody gets their most everybody gets their seasons started tonight. And that goes for the umpires as well. Be kind to the umpires. They don't have a spring training season. You know, not every – hey, like you've said many times, Mark, it's first time a player or a coach has a perfect game without any problems, then you can get on the umpires. But, hey, give them a little bit of a break. They're good people out there. We know a lot of them. 319-366-1600 here on the Jim Klass, a Monday edition. We will get somebody. We'll get somebody signed up for our grand prize drawing for our Indianapolis 500 tickets. We're going to do that here in just a few minutes, but going to throw it to Mark right now for an Emil's Hideaway scoreboard update brought to you by Emil's Hideaway. Thanks to Jamie and Chris and Dave, everybody over there at Emil's, the entire staff. They're on First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids. They're right across from the Lindale Mall next to the Home Depot, and you can find them online at emilshideaway.com.
Interesting bag of items for today's scoreboard. Across the spectrum of sports, Cedar Rapids native A.J. Puck has been placed on injured reserve by Miami. He is suffering from a quote-unquote dead arm, which in other terms means he has nerve inflammation in his throwing arm. He'll be on the shelf for 15 days. Inexplicably, Angel Hernandez has not umpired a Major League Baseball game since April 3rd, and the Umpires Association is not commenting. In golf, John Daly, the 1991 PGA champion, has withdrawn due to injury. He will be replaced by Steven Jaeger. LIV Golf, if you were a LIV Golf fan yesterday, coming down the stretch, three holes left, followed by a three-way playoff, it's televised network CW cut away to local programming such as Penn and Teller and infomercials. They should probably get that straightened out.
Heidi!
And finally, the godfather of poker, not a contact sport by and large, Doyle Brunson has died at the age of 89. Legendary figure in poker, won two World Series of Poker championships and in addition to other bracelets. Fascinated to watch him play whenever I can when reruns come on, but certainly set the pace for poker in the United States and the world.
He was one of the early superstars as far as the poker tour is concerned. And when it first kind of got momentum, gained momentum here in America, he was definitely on that Mount Rushmore, if you would. I hate using that term, Mark, but I will. He was on the Mount Rushmore of early poker players. And too bad. Very fascinating man. He was an All-State basketball player, too.
He was. He was an All-State basketball player in Texas, was a principal in high school, but then decided to join his buddies and play some poker, and they traveled around the South, and next thing you know, he takes up residence in Vegas and damn near owns the place.
Oh, man. We'll get more on Vegas coming up here in just a little bit. It is coming up on 3:30. Thank you, Mark, for an Emil's Hideaway scoreboard update. We're going to take a break, get you weather update. We'll come back, and off the break, we're going to go ahead and we're going to get somebody on the phone as far as hoping to get them lined up for our Indy 500 ticket giveaway. If you win today, if you answer all three questions, you're going to go into the grand prize drawing, which will be on Thursday, for the two general admission tickets to the 107th running at the Indianapolis 500. So we're going to get somebody on the line. Hopefully they will answer the questions. If not, we'll go to the next person. We're going to put the onus here on Isaac and Ryan. They're ready. All right. We're going to take a break. Come back. We'll have our Indy 500 trivia for you. Get somebody signed up for the grand prize drawing, and we'll do that when we come back here in the Gym Class on KGYM.
Eastern Iowa weather on the Gym.
I'm meteorologist Rebecca Kopelman with your weather first forecast. And it's going to be mostly cloudy today with some sprinkles here and there and temperatures held to the 60s. As we head into tonight, the clouds will remain and temperatures will drop down into the low 50s. Tomorrow, the sun will come out. Temperatures will respond by climbing into the upper 70s. We are going to have an east wind on Wednesday, which will lead to a slightly cooler day. Still low 70s and sunshine should be pretty pleasant. On Thursday, we'll warm up a bit more with the chance for storms in the evening. That's your latest Iowa's News Now weather first forecast.
All right, 3:31, and we're going to open up the phone lines and take caller number 6 at 319-366-1600. That's 319-366-1600. They're in the queue first, guys. Have a couple ready to go just in case caller number 6 does not get the questions. Got to know a little bit about the Indy 500. We just want to give these tickets away. I mean, we'd love to have people go that are first-timers, et cetera, et cetera. You got the Google machine with you. We're not going to give you a minute, though, to answer these. Yeah, we got to give you a very kind of a specific time range to answer them. 319-366-1600, caller number 6. You're going to be up first as we will get somebody signed up for a grand prize drawing, which will take place on Thursday for the general admission tickets to the Indianapolis 500. We'll be back. Play our game in a moment.
It's almost weird how much you have in common and how hard you make each other laugh. After a lifetime of peopling, this one came along, and that's it. Game over. Now you just have to find the ring and figure out how to ask. The Dickens family can help. Hertine and Stocker Jewelers has been helping proposers choose engagement rings for 70 years. There isn't a thing about diamonds, settings, styles, or metals they can't tell you. And if you think after thousands of happy couples they're so over it, you would be so wrong. At Hertine and Stocker Jewelers, your engagement is as exciting to them as it is to you. Well, okay, almost. It's a great day at Hertine and Stocker Jewelers when they know they've helped someone find the perfect sparkler. And with 7 decades of experience, they've got a heck of a track record with getting a yes. So, if proposing is on your mind, see what's sparkling in those famous windows at Hertine and Stocker Jewelers, corner of Dubuque and Washington in downtown Iowa City. Then, step inside and talk to Willa, Terry, Tim, or Kate. One of them is always there.
Network Computer Solutions, this is Patty.
When you call NCS, Patty answers the phone, looks into your concern, and lets you know how soon one of their local techs will help. It's the human side of IT, and the way Network Computer Solutions has been doing business for 15 years. This high-touch approach makes an uncustomary difference for their customers. See how they can make your business run smoother at ncsei.com. Network Computer Solutions. Their people are the missing piece to your IT puzzle.
What amazing feat can you accomplish in 2 seconds? You can shoot the winning shot of the championship game. You can rocket 110 feet into the sky in the world's fastest elevator. You can even perfect your yodel.
Yodel-ay-hoo.
But maybe the most monumental feat you can accomplish in 2 seconds is saving a life, your life, just by buckling your seatbelt. Click it or ticket. This message brought to you by the Iowa Governor's Traffic Safety Bureau.
Tune into the Gym every weekday at 5 o'clock with Todd Brommelkamp for Drive Time, driven by Linder Tire.
Back with you on the Gym Class on KGYM. Thank you for joining us on this Monday. Do appreciate it. ESPN programming coming up tonight, and then on Tuesday night and Wednesday night, conference final action begins for the NBA, as it'll be Denver hosting the Lakers. These are all 7 o'clock starts for our coverage. Wednesday night, it will be Miami and Boston going at it in game number 1 of the Eastern Conference Finals. But that is coming up on Tuesday. Right now, we need to get somebody signed up and get them in the grand prize drawing for our 2 Indianapolis 500 tickets for the 107th running of the greatest spectacle in racing, which will be coming up on the 28th of May. You can hear it right here on KGYM. And we've got trivia for you. We've got, since there are 11 rows of 3, 3 is a very prevalent number. We're going to have you answer 3 trivia questions that will increase in difficulty. We'll start off with the pretty easy and go on from there. And We start off with Mike from Central City as our first contestant, and hopefully the one that will come up with all three answers. How you doing, Mike?
I'm good, Scott. How are you?
Doing great. Are you a race fan?
Yep.
All right. We're batting 100 so far. All right. You ready to go?
You bet.
All right. Question number one, Mike, is, and this is the easiest one, name the first four-time Indianapolis 500 winner.
Mario Andretti.
Oh, close, Mike, but it is not. It is not. You can try back tomorrow and Wednesday, though. We appreciate you listening, okay?
All righty. Thank you.
All right. 319-366-1600. So we'll go to our next contestant. Is this this is true? This is true? Carmel, Indiana? Steve's calling from Carmel?
This is true.
Well, you're in the backyard, Steve.
Yeah, I'm listening to you online.
Awesome. Well, thank you for doing that. Appreciate it. By the way, little known fact, our group stayed in Carmel for the 100th running of the Indianapolis 500.
Yeah, pretty nice spot, right?
Indeed. Indeed. All right. Here you go, Steve. If you get these three questions, get you lined up and ready to go for the grand prize drawing. We can get those tickets to you, by the way, if needed, in Carmel. And you got a place to stay, okay. So you're halfway there. All right. Here we go. First four-time Indianapolis 500 winner. Who is that?
Oh, wow. AJ Foy.
Yes. Very good. All right.
Oh, wow. Okay.
You're one for one. Question number two. Last year's Indianapolis 500 winner.
Oh, my word. Marcus Erickson.
Yes. We're two for two.
I have a ticket here, so that helped.
Okay. That does help. And our final one to get into the drawing is, which person owns the Indianapolis Motor Speedway?
That is Roger Penske.
Correct. All right, Steve, you got it. Stay on the line here, and we're going to get your information coming up here. And thank you for listening in Carmel, and thanks for playing. Appreciate it.
All right, thanks a lot.
You bet. Isaac is going to get Steve's information here. So we went to Carmel, Indiana, Mark. How about that, huh? We went to Carmel.
They listen to us in many locales.
There you go. Ah, now when I get to Carmel in 2 weeks, I may have to look Steve up. We'll play again tomorrow. Steve is our first contestant. We'll have another one on Tuesday, another one on Wednesday. And, Indy 500 trivia to get you signed up and ready to go. 319.
Who's the second four-time winner?
The second four-time winner was Al Unser.
Yes.
Senior. Al Unser Senior. You got to say senior, not junior. Junior did very well, but he did not win.
Why did Mears win?
He won four as well. He's in the four-timers club, and the latest entrant was Elio Castroneves a couple years ago. So there you go. There you go. Thank you very much, Steve. Appreciate that. All right, 339-319-366-1600 here on a Monday edition of the Gym Class on KGYM. Need to get to this. We've been talking baseball. We talked about Mitch Keller on the scoreboard. He gave the injury news as far as A.J. Puck, who's having a really nice year for Miami. Just a shade over three as far as his ERA is concerned, but he is going on the injured list now. Now we go to kind of the ugly side of things as far as MLB is concerned, and you alluded to it earlier, Mark, and that is the Chicago White Sox. When you thought it couldn't get worse for the Chicago White Sox, another horribly bad series, although against a good team, the Houston Astros, but Jose Abreu, former White Sox, as you know, Mark, and most people that are baseball fans know, is now a first baseman, left via free agency, signed by the Houston Astros. He's off to his typical Abreu start, only hitting 215 with no home runs. But trust me, the former MVP is going to light it up as soon as the weather turns warm around all of Major League Baseball. At any rate, to digress, Tim Anderson on first base, talking to Jose Abreu. And if you read lips, Mark, which most of us are adept at doing, it was not a great phrase that the television cameras caught Tim Anderson relaying to his friend Jose Abreu.
No, I mean, you didn't have to be a professional lip reader to figure out what Anderson said to Abreu, and that was, I hate this place. Meaning the White Sox, presumably. They were playing in Chicago. And, I mean, what a bad look amidst a really dreadful season right now for the White Sox. Anderson, your team leader. I love the guy.
I think he's too.
A heck of a player. Heck of a player. But I can't say anything more than the really bad look.
It is a bad look. It is just, like you said, a bad look for your for anybody on the team. But for the guy on your team that is considered the team leader, that people rally around, the one that is the constant as far as this team is concerned. And when he is out, it is just the Sox don't play well. They don't play well, period. But they don't play well even more to the nth degree when Tim Anderson is not in there. And for him to say that and get caught on camera saying that, I don't know. It's, to me, and I've said this, it's time almost to blow this team up. If you're a Sox fan out there, do you agree? 319-366-1600. They're 14-28, 9.5 games already in a woeful American League Central behind the Twins. The Twins are the only team over 500. Thank you, Twins, in the American League Central for being over 500. I mean, they would be so far out of it right now. Before Memorial Day, if they were in the East, they would be 17 games behind at this time. They'd be 12 games behind in the American League West. Their only saving grace is that they are in the American League Central. This is not even a ship taking on water right now. This is the Titanic an hour after it hit the iceberg, right?
It's just not good. And Abreu kind of half nodded in agreement, did he not?
Yeah.
When Anderson said that. So something's got to change in Chicago. You know, I'd trade for a couple of their pitchers in a minute. I'd love to have Tim Anderson on my team. I don't know why he said it, what provoked that, but was he getting booed? What was happening at the time? I don't know, but something's got to change in Chicago. They just have too much talent. Scott, apparently.
Tell me about it.
Apparently. I mean, Lewis Robert and Jimenez when he's healthy. And, God, it's just unbelievable how bad this team is right now.
They have a few injuries right now, but that's not an excuse. Jimenez is out. Moncada is out. They just got a lot of guys that they made trades for, and none of them, for the most part, have come through as far as their major league career. Now, you've had some. Dylan Cease was terrific last year. Dylan Cease was amazing. Started off this year, 2023, very well. He's been struggling as of late. They have the worst starting pitcher in Major League Baseball in Lance Lynn. I'm waiting for the release of Lance Lynn, probably, hopefully, after one more horrible start coming up. Michael Kopech, all kinds of talent right there in that young man's arm. Giolito, Moncada, Robert, Eloy Jimenez. It's just, I don't know. This is, we've talked about it. I know Todd has talked about it a lot. The fact that, do you want guys that are prospects, or do you want to go the veteran route? These prospects all look great. All look great in these camps and in the summer leagues, et cetera, growing up. And then if you get maybe bad leadership or bad teaching, I don't know what it is. Sometimes they just don't come through. A lot of it, I think, is fundamentals. I think there is no team with worse fundamentals in Major League Baseball than the Chicago White Sox, and it shows each and every day. This team's definitely, and this organization, is at a crossroads right now. With Hahn and Williams and Reinsdorf, they've been around forever. Not so much Hahn, but Williams and Reinsdorf. And there are no results. And this was the last year, this year, and in 24, everyone was pointing to. And so far, this has been an absolute mitigated disaster in 2023.
I'm trying to figure out what Anderson meant by this place. I hate this place. You know, the White Sox have a new manager. I can't imagine to be the team. He probably hates losing. Everybody does. Is it the organization or the fans or just maybe the chemistry of this team? I don't know. I'm just trying to figure out what Anderson meant by this place.
Jeff on the text line, the tongue is the worst muscle in our body.
Could be.
319-366-1600 here on the Gym Class on KGYM as, coming your way here on a Monday edition of the show at 3:47. Todd Brommelkamp show next from 4 until 6. We're going to take a break, come back, and we'll have more for you on a Monday edition of the show. Stay with us. More to come after this here in KGYM.
The Earth is a big ball of energy. E&J Geothermal wants to help you tap into it. Spring is an ideal time to have E&J install a geothermal system to heat and cool your home. An energy-efficient Climate Master geothermal system from E&J Geothermal saves money on your energy bills, sure. But right now, you'll save even more with the extended federal and state geothermal tax credits. The folks at E&J Geothermal would be happy to tell you all about it. Find out more at ejgeothermal.com.
Get your garden growing with 11% off at Menards. We carry a great selection of lawn insect control products, including our Triazicide Insect Killer. It features a fast-acting formula that controls more than 260 insects from feasting on your lawn. A 10-pound bag of Spectracide Triazicide Lawn Insect Killer is $6.49 after 11% rebate. Good through May 21st. Savings are a mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
KGYM is an equal opportunity employer, and under FCC rules, any community organization that distributes information about employment opportunities or refers people to employers may ask to be notified about job vacancies at KGYM. If your organization would like notification of KGYM's job vacancies, contact Julie Hine. Email julie at kzia.com or write her at 1110 26th Avenue Southwest, Cedar Rapids, Iowa, 52404.
Back with you at 3:49. Thank you very much for joining us. Do appreciate it. Hey, been told that there's a little bit of a glitch as far as our signal is concerned, I believe, on the AM side of things. So if you are listening on 1600 AM, we've alerted our crack engineering staff about it, and hopefully that will be alleviated here in just a moment. And thank you for listening. Do appreciate that. Couple things. 4267, by the way, Mark, helping us out here, and I hope this is right. Now, I did come across a few people that may have taken a little bit of the deep end as far as the Tim Anderson thing is concerned. A lot of people are now saying, and some of the beat writers, that he was talking about the pitch clock, which I hope is the case, even though the White Sox still stink. But that would make me feel better about Tim Anderson.
Why wouldn't he say that instead of this place? I don't know.
Yeah. I think right there is where all the confusion lies.
Yeah.
And I guess it just on who you are watching, listening to, et cetera, et cetera. I hope you're right, 4267, because I would not like to have the team leaders say that. They hate this place. But, hey, we're not all 100% professional lip readers. Hopefully we'll get to the end of the... Hey, who knows? Maybe June will be great for the White Sox, huh? 319-366-1600 here at 350 on the program. Let's also, we wanted, before we get to a little bit of news today from Jeff Linder, and by the way, Jeff Linder is going to join us coming up tomorrow on the show. Hey, I wanted to get Isaac, we got a new toy in there, Isaac, right? We can do this. Isaac now can talk to us from his perch on the other side of the glass. We are big time now here at KGYM. Hello, Isaac.
Hello.
How are you?
Oh, I can hear myself.
Wow.
We're working some more stuff out. We're going to make the audio quality just a little bit better, but...
And you can even hear people calling you now.
Yeah, there are. There's someone on the phone over there right now.
Well, hey, if you ever have anything for us...
I know I can now just signal instead of having to come into the
just
studio.
Just wave whatever you need to do, man. Yeah. That is cool. That is good stuff right there. Thank you, Isaac. Go ahead and get the phone. 319-366-1600 here at 352. Again, we're having a little bit of technical issues with the 1600 AM signal. So if that's what you're calling about, yes, we know about it. And we have passed along to the engineering staff, and they will get that alleviated and taken care of here. NBA basketball coming up tomorrow night and beyond that. As far as the conference championships are concerned, we'll start things off with the West as the Lakers. Can they get to the finals? Can it be Lakers and Celtics in the finals? By the way, Mark, that is the subject of our poll question today at KGYMradio.com.
Go ahead and give it.
It is. Which NBA finals matchup would you like to see? Celtics Nuggets, Celtics Lakers, Heat Nuggets, or Heat Lakers? Go ahead and vote. KGYMradio.com. Big thanks to Steve Anderson and his entire staff at Hawkeye Title and Settlement. You know what the NBA would like to see, without a doubt.
Same thing I'd like to see.
Celtics Lakers?
Yes.
I think it's going to be Celtics Nuggets. But you never know. Could be Celtics-Lakers going back to the 80s. Wouldn't that be fun? Mike in Iowa City joining us today here at 353. Wants to talk about the White Sox with us. Mike, good afternoon. How you doing?
Afternoon. Doing great, guys. I grew up south side of Chicago, so I've been a White Sox fan for a long time. It's hard to believe that I've seen worse situations than this. I don't think the answer is blowing up this team. There's too much talent on this team. I think the answer is Anderson's got to go. He's a hell of a baseball player, but this isn't the first time he's opened his mouth in this kind of a situation. And I think maybe he and the new manager aren't seeing eye to eye. I don't know what the situation is. And I also think it's time to offload Jimenez. He's been nothing but a medical malady since the day he hit the streets here.
Yeah.
And take some of the other young talent that they've got and just continue to work with them and hopefully bring in some middle relief that can actually get a batter out.
That's been a problem.
That's been a real problem. You know, our starting pitching outside of Cease is not – fantastic, but it's not bad, and it's the middle relievers that have been killing us.
Yeah. Hey, Mike, thanks for the call.
Anyway, all right.
You have a good day.
You too.
354. Thanks to Mike in Iowa City with the call here today. Yeah, I don't know. A lot of things have to happen to come around from 14 and 28, but we shall see. It's a long season. It's a marathon, not a sprint. Hey, wanted to get this in the last couple minutes, Mark. Our friend Jeff Linder is going to join us coming up tomorrow from the Cedar Rapids Gazette. He reported earlier on today that there are going to be rule changes in girls' high school basketball next year. It's going to resemble a lot the college game, as no more 1-1 next year. It's going to be 5 fouls, you shoot 2 free throws, much like the college game in women's basketball. There will be no advancement of the ball, though, at the end of the game.
I don't hate this, but I did think there's one big difference in my mind, is that in the college game, it's 10-minute quarters.
Correct.
In the high school game, it's 8 minutes. So maybe after 4 fouls instead of 5, I don't know. How many – you've covered a lot of basketball. How many teams commit 5 fouls in a quarter?
Fair amount? A fair amount do. I think that you can adjust this to 4. In fact, that was Jeff's suggestion. We'll talk with him about this tomorrow. Talk a little softball as well, and as well as preview the state track and field meets coming up. But, yeah, he also had the suggestion, same as you did, with an 8-minute quarter, why not make it 4? 4 fouls. But as of now, it's going to be 5 fouls. And that will send you to the line for 2. Hoping that the game flows a little bit better and just a little bit better transition from the high school game to the women's college game, which is getting, as we know, more and more popular each and every year. And why not? We've got the flag bearer for popularity in women's basketball right here in our backyard. Tomorrow, Jeff Linder will join us. Coming up on Wednesday, it will be Caddy Smack on the Gym Class. Barry Abrams is going to join us coming up on Thursday as well to talk about the Preakness Stakes, the middle jewel of the Triple Crown. That will be on Saturday in Baltimore. All right, Mark, great job. We will talk with you coming up tomorrow on the Tuesday edition of the Gym Class at 3.
Sounds great. Talk then, Scott.
All right. Stay tuned. Todd Brommelkamp Show next from 4 until 6 o'clock. We'll be back with you tomorrow at 3, right after Spencer on Sports. In case you missed anything on our shows or all of our local shows, podcasts available at kgymradio.com, Apple, or Spotify. We'll have another chance to get you entered into the drawing for the Indy 500 tickets tomorrow as well. Have a great night, everybody.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Sarah wants a yard.
My own little paradise.
Brad, however, hates yard work.
The only thing I hate.